This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live, where our mission is to provide you the information, education, and resources that can truly help you when caring for an elderly loved one. We provide you the facts, and only the facts, in a very straightforward, educational way. There is no other program like this one, at least not that I know of. But I know for sure there's no other program like it, at least in our region, maybe the entire country. I'm very proud of this program. And hello, I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. If you have any questions about the program or how we can help you and your family, here's our toll-free number. Give it a call anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to check out our website online, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. We have a lot of visitors every single month going to Senior Care Live. And if you do visit online, be sure to connect with us socially on Facebook and Twitter. All you have to do is click the button and we'll get hooked up there. So we do a lot of communications through social media and other routes as well, but you don't want to miss out on any of that. It's good stuff. All right. So first of all, just very quickly, how about this? Thanksgiving is this Thursday. Are you kidding me? With the weather we've had, and look, hey, I'll take it. I'm not complaining, but usually it should be a lot colder and less green in the grass. I think this is like a San Diego Christmas or something, not Christmas, but Thanksgiving. Christmas will be here before you know it. Let's not skip Thanksgiving. I hate that. I love Thanksgiving, so we won't be skipping that. But I just can't believe it. Just seems like it came up on us so quickly here. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving, a few days before Thanksgiving to all of our great listeners here. But before we get started here, I'd like to shout out a quick thank you to Dr. Jeff Burns. He's the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center for an excellent presentation on Alzheimer's that he did with our recent, just this last Wednesday, our free educational event. It was over at the Matt Ross Community Center. It was just excellent. And he is just so good. I love him, and I love just the way that he interacts and connects with people. He speaks in just general terms, very understandable. He doesn't speak over your head. I just love Dr. Burns. He's fantastic. And then our very own Judy Wechter, she did a fantastic job with some great information on how to get the most out of your next doctor's appointment. The room was full. Everyone really enjoyed it. And look, if you missed that one, you missed out on a good one. Let me say that. Okay. I won't rub your nose in that. Okay. Just know that we'll have some more excellent upcoming free educational events. We usually do these things about once a quarter. So, I will definitely make sure to throw out a save the date, and then let you know how to register here in the near future in 2017. So stay tuned for that. All right. Today on the program, I'm going to be discussing a whole lot about continuing care retirement communities. I've talked about CCRCs. Okay, so that's fancy healthcare acronymology, CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Community. Too many acronyms in healthcare, by the way. But anyway, I've talked about CCRCs several times, but today I'm going to get a little more in depth. There's a lot to this. This is a very complex decision-making process. And so we're heading into the peak demand of the year. So after I cover continuing care retirement communities, I'm going to talk a little bit about the demand. I mean, look, and I've talked about it before, but we're heading right into the peak demand. So we're going to talk about that later on in the program. And you just don't want to wait. You should move ahead now to avoid all kinds of trouble that is coming your way in the next few weeks. And so I'll explain that a little bit later in the program. So I'm working more and more with couples who are wanting to sell their home and downsize to a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community. So what does that mean? What is a CCRC? Again, there are too many acronyms in healthcare. So what that is, it's a combination of the three major levels of care. So you have independent living apartments, you have assisted living apartments, and then you have the nursing home, the medical part of the care. It is all under one roof. Okay. So in a very large building, it's all connected under one roof, or it could be set up campus style where you have a larger area and you may have one building here, one building across the lawn or down the street, and another building maybe, you know, a half a block away. But either under one roof or in a campus style. And it's just simply all of the different levels under one roof. So independent living, assisted living, and then the nursing home part, which is the medical care. Okay, so the idea is that you downsize to a nice apartment. You sell your home, you figure out what you're going to take, what you're going to sell, what you're going to donate, and you downsize to a nice apartment, usually, you know, pretty spacious. And it's not your own home, but these places are pretty nice, most of them. And so I like to say that you are on your own, but you're not alone. So you have full independence. But if you need anything, there are people, you know, right next door, very nearby. If there is an emergency, you can hit a button. Someone will check on you. They, in independent living, they're not licensed to touch you or help you with care, but they will check on you and call 911, contact your family for you, etc. So you're not alone, but you are fully, fully independent. And then the idea is as you need additional assistance, then you can move over to assisted living to have assistance with your activities of daily living. So if you need minimal assist or fully assisted with your bathing, dressing, grooming, they do all of your housekeeping, laundry, they prepare all of your meals, they distribute your medication. So they can do a lot for you in those activities of daily living. And then if you need more care than that, you can move up to the nursing home level, where the health center, the long-term care, whatever they call this, I just generically call it the nursing home level. Most people understand what that is. You can go there to get even more help, and including medical help, and not have to change your address, right? It's all in one place. So let's talk about entrance fees. And I'm just going to touch on a lot of things today around CCRCs, but what is an entrance fee? So an entrance fee is an upfront cost where I think the lowest entrance fee I've seen is around $90,000. The highest entrance fee I've seen is a little over $600,000. So, I mean, that's a huge range, but it's a big check. A lot of people sell their home, use the proceeds from their home to pay an entrance fee. So that's what that is. Not all places have entrance fees. Okay, but more often than not, there is an entrance fee if you're going to move into the independent living and then age in place. So some entrance fees will provide and lock in a lower cost in the future for your assisted living cost and your nursing home cost. And then some don't. So, for example, you may write a check for, you know, X dollars. And let's say if you're, I'm just making up some numbers here, but if you're spending $4,200 a month in your independent living apartment, that is your cost for life. So if you transition to assisted living, your cost is $4,200. If you transition to the nursing home for the nursing care, your cost is $4,200. That's a big savings in assisted living and nursing home if you lock that cost in with your entrance fee. So that's a couple of $1,000s a month discount for assisted living, and anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 a month discount for the nursing home side of things. So it can be pretty attractive. Now, some contracts provide a 90% refund upon your death. And so, yeah, you're writing them a big check. Your estate would receive 90% back upon your death. Some of the contracts might refund 80% or maybe 70%. I think the most common contract for a continuing care retirement community in our area refunds 90%. That's the one that I see probably most commonly. And then some amortize the amount over 50 months with no refund. All right. So, some people are okay with that. Some people are definitely not. So what that means is if I write a $200,000 check, or it doesn't matter how I write X dollars of a check, 2% goes from my pile to their pile, right? And then in 50 months, I've transferred the full amount to them and there is no refund. And so, some of these places are using these 50 month amortized schedules with a zero refund. But again, that locks in your lower rates in the future. You are getting something for that. Now, some places offer a life care contract, and this contract guarantees they will take care of you for life no matter what your situation is. And so, you know, there is a lot of peace of mind with that. So you sign a life care contract. I'm going to go in a little more detail about life care contracts here in just a little bit. But, so if you hear of a place that, well, we have life care contracts, that is exactly what that means. They guarantee they will take care of you for life. And right after the break, I'm going to continue with a lot more information about continuing care retirement communities. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare Part B monthly premiums will increase in 2017 to how much per month? So here are your options. A, $99 a month. B, $104 a month. C, $110 a month. Or D, $134 a month. The answer, right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by. You can call this number 24 hours a day. Yes, that's how we roll right here on Senior Care Live. That's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you don't have a radio, but you have an I can't talk today. I'm so excited. I'm giddy about Thanksgiving. It's my favorite. Well, Christmas is my favorite holiday, but it's a close second, Thanksgiving. So anyway, if you have an internet connection, All you have to do is go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the Listen Live button. You can't miss it. It'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever you have. It is really that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare Part B monthly premiums, they're going to go up. They're going to increase in 2017 to how much per month? And here are the choices. A, $99 a month. B, $104 a month. C, $110 a month. Or D, $134 a month. And the answer is C, $110 per month. But there's a little bit of a catch to that. Okay, for most people, they're going up to $110 a month. So I'll just explain it briefly here. So for most folks, their Medicare Part B premium will increase 4.8% to from $104.90 a month to $110. However, if you're in a higher income bracket, okay, the increase is just a little bit higher. It's a 10% increase. So you were at $121.80 a month, and yours will increase to $134 a month. So hopefully you have a lot of fun with these Senior Care Live questions of the week. So it's we try to have a lot of fun with them. So we're talking a lot today about CCRCs, continuing care retirement communities, and you have to qualify. I just touched on life care contracts last time, or right at the end of the last break. So let's continue that thought. So you have to qualify for these life care contracts at the continuing care retirement community. So what are the requirements? I'll just touch on a few of them here. You must be of a certain age or below. So if there is a cutoff, there's an age cutoff. So if you're too old or over that cutoff, then you wouldn't qualify for the life care contract. You could still move there. You just don't have some of the perks and benefits attached to that life care contract. Another one, you have to be relatively healthy. There are some health qualifications. It's certainly not as strict as maybe some of these health insurance policies or life insurance policies, but you do have to qualify with your health. And then number three, you must have a certain amount of assets and ability to pay. So there's a financial requirement here as well. And they don't want someone to move in and 5 months later have to move out. I mean, that's not good for anyone. So there is a financial application, and you would have to qualify that way. Now, some contracts qualify as a medical expense, and you can deduct them from your taxes. So even the monthly ongoing expenses at the independent living level where no care is provided, even some of those costs may be able to be deducted. Now, full disclaimer, I'm not a CPA. I'm not a tax person. You need to consult your tax advisor on the tax implications of your particular contract. Now, I had my old buddy, Peter Newman. He is such a great guy. I just love Peter. He's just a really good dude. Peter Newman was on, I think it was in, last February, is before taxes were due, and he was on the program. He explained the tax benefits much better than I can ever, much better than I ever could. So give Peter Newman, the tax man, a call. Also listen to his program. It's on our sister station, 98.1 FM, Peter Newman Moneyline. It's an excellent program. So anyway, the advantages and benefits of a continuing care retirement community. You can have peace of mind knowing that you will be cared for, even if your care needs change and escalate over time. So, don't discount that. That's worth a lot. Peace of mind, especially when you're getting older, that's worth a lot. You can also just relax and just relax and live. Let your hair down. You don't have to worry about home ownership type of issues and paying your taxes and like property taxes is what I'm talking about. Cooking, cleaning, maintenance. Just relax, take a deep breath, and just enjoy living there. So that's worth a lot. You'll also not have to worry about moving again. You only have to make one move, and you can age in place and not have to change your address. Now, some disadvantages entrance fees can be very high. There's no way around that. So that's just how it is. And you can't change it. So you're either going to be able to do that or not. That's one disadvantage. You lose the opportunity to make money on your money. So if you write them a $200,000 check, your financial advisor is not making you money on that large, asset. They're making money. So that's something to consider. Even when you pay an entrance fee, there's still monthly ongoing maintenance costs. So you have to take that into consideration. And if you want to move out, you can move out, okay, but you may have to wait until they resell your apartment to get your refund, and that could take some time. And then there's one more. There may be cancellation costs included in your contract if you should want to move. So just be very, very careful.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, so we're talking a whole bunch about continuing care retirement communities today, and there is a myth, and here's the myth. A lot of people think this, and they may be losing out on a really good option for them. So they think that to live in a continuing care retirement community, that you have to have an entrance fee, you have to have a life care contract, and you must begin at the independent living level and then age in place. They don't think that you can come in at one of the other levels, and they think that you have to be a member and all those sort of things. Okay, and guess what? That's why these places are set up. That is their preference. I mean, they're looking for people to downsize and move into the independent living apartment and age in place. And that is what they are designed to do. But guess what? Some of them have very large assisted living facilities on site or on campus, very large nursing homes on site or on campus. And they usually don't have enough residents internally to fill them. So the fact is, you do not have to move in at the independent living level of care at a continuing care retirement community. You can move directly to assisted living or the nursing home levels if needed. And in this scenario, if you do bypass that first step and you move into the second or third step, you don't have to pay an entrance fee. You can just bypass all of that and move directly into assisted living or the nursing home, assuming that there is space available. So you don't have to start at independent living. And that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
And you know, if you have questions about CCRCs and you want to reach out to Senior Care Consulting, where we can help you find the best one, the right fit for you, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. We'll have a whole lot more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now. Our toll-free number is 1-800-331-6445. Again, operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you missed an episode, if you want to re-listen to it or share it with a friend after the fact, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. Give us a few days into the week, maybe Monday or Tuesday after this broadcast, and we'll have it up on the website. And then all you have to do, seniorcarelive.com, go to the podcast section, and you'll see all of the previously aired episodes. You just click the little play button, and boom, you are in, and you can enjoy and again, we have literally hundreds and hundreds of people listening to our podcasts every single month. So feel free and help yourself to that. Okay, so we're talking about continuing care retirement communities here. So a few things to kind of be careful of here. There may be, some challenges or concerns when checking out a CC on your own. And I'm going to let you know, if you don't want to do this on your own, I'm going to let you know how my firm, Senior Care Consulting, can help you navigate this very complex decision-making process. This is definitely the toughest one, continuing care retirement communities, because you have so many moving parts. It's really, really tough. But if you're doing it on your own, ask yourself the question, do you prefer an entrance fee or a rental-only option? And if you are willing to consider an entrance fee, what are your limits? What type of a contract do you prefer? A refundable, 90%, 80%, 70%, or do you prefer a non-refundable that goes down to zero after 50 months? So you have to kind of figure that out, do some math. Is it affordable? I mean, what are the actual true costs? You have to calculate that. You need to make sure you're covering all of your costs, no surprises. And you have to figure out whether this is affordable for you or not. Is it an affordable option? So what happens if your spouse declines and needs a different level of care? Can you both still live there? And is it affordable? Now you might be paying two separate, pretty large payments per month. Is it affordable? And as always, just be aware of overly aggressive sales representatives. It sounds like I'm beating up on salespeople. I am absolutely not. Some places are very, very, just genuine. They want to help you make a decision, but they don't want to be too pushy. They're just right, I think. Do a great job. Some places are extremely aggressive. They're trying to close the sale on the spot. So just be prepared potentially for a whole lot of sales pressure. There are a lot of continuing care retirement communities in our area, the KC Metro, 19 and counting. Okay, that's a lot. That is a lot. There are even more if you would include Lawrence and Topeka. I didn't include those areas in the KC area calculation here. So some offer memory care. Some do not. Some are private pay only all the way through. Some offer Medicaid coverage if that would be needed at a later time. So you have to be really, really careful. I'm looking at a report here that I just prepared for a super nice couple. They do not want to move, but their health is really dictating that they need to move. So this is tough. This is really tough stuff for a lot of people. I'm just looking at here, older building, independent living, two bedroom apartment, entrance fee, $132,000 to $148,000 with zero refund after 50 months. Monthly maintenance fees of $3,200 plus $1,000 for the second person fee per month. And it just goes on. Independent living, two bedroom entrance fee, $297,000 to $333,000 with the 90% refund. Monthly maintenance fees of $3,500 plus $1,000 second person fee per month. Now in the newer building, and it just goes on and on and on. Assisted living, $5,100 to $6,800 per month each. Nursing home, semi-private room, $275 a day or $8,250 per month. The private room is $330 a day or $9,900 per month. Nursing home is Medicaid certified, will begin a memory care separate building sometime in 2017. That is the basic initial information that I reported to my clients on one continuing care retirement community. And I gave him information on 16. Are you getting the point? All right. So I'm going to share with you for the rest of the program some of the major, major advantages of working with Senior Care Consulting. But first,
ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Because sometimes people don't hear it, right? And I do that too. I have to hear something two or three times maybe for it to start to stick. And it's just that important. I'm going to spend some time on it. And this is a major consumer alert. Do not wait to search for a senior care community. If you're thinking you're going to need something in the next 6 months, do not put this off. Now, if you're 6, 9, 12 months down the road, a couple of years, you're okay. If you're thinking, we're going to do one more Christmas in the house and have our all of our holiday celebration, New Year's Eve parties and all of that stuff, we're going to get through the winter pretty cold, crummy. But then when the spring opens up and it gets nicer, we're going to move sometime in the spring, maybe early summer. I wouldn't put it off, folks. There are waiting lists all over the place, and they're going to escalate exponentially. So as I've discussed, the seasonal demand for all senior care, and we're talking about assisted living, nursing homes, Alzheimer's, dementia care, or continuing care retirement communities. I've talked about that many, many times on the program, but now we are there. We're there right now. We're ramping up. We're escalating. So we're seeing the ramp up to the peak demand, and it's starting literally right now. And as I've reviewed before, the demand is kind of like an inverse bell curve, or maybe look at it kind of like a cereal bowl. The drop off is shallow. It's not real deep. There's always a demand for these senior care communities, but the lowest demand is in the heat of the summer. And then as you head towards the end of the year, okay, what happens? The demand starts to increase. And then we have a couple of specific things that happen. So number one, families come home. People come home and families gather for the holidays. And the next one, Thanksgiving, it's just coming up in a few days. Well, guess what's going to happen? There will be hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, who go back to their parents' house or go to their grandparents' house or their aunt and uncle's house. They go to families' homes and they're going to say, whoa, wait a minute. Wow, I had no idea they had really declined that much. I don't think it's safe for them to live here anymore. I think we need to start looking for some in-home care, or I think we need to start looking at maybe moving to one of these places like an assisted living facility where they could get a little more help. So you have this newly realized demand. But then what does everybody do? Unless it's an emergency, sometimes it is, but unless it's an emergency, they say, let's get through the holidays and we'll check it out right after the first of the year. That's what most people do. And then the other thing that happens to create the spike peak demand here is what happens in January. Now, we've had just phenomenal, spectacular, beautiful weather, but that's not normal, right? So in January, the hospitals are full of people with the flu and pneumonia, and people are falling on the ice and breaking a hip, and just all heck breaks loose, right? And so there's just a natural spike in demand, and you combine that with the newly realized delayed demand. And what happens? The peak demand is in January and February. And you could just about set your clock to it. January the 7th to the 10th, maybe to the 12th or 14th, everybody wakes up. And I can literally feel the ground shaking with literally thousands, and I am not exaggerating this, thousands of people going out into the market looking for an assisted living apartment or a semi-private or private room in the nursing home, or finding memory care because the memory, the cognitive abilities of their loved one has declined and they didn't realize it. They saw it over the holidays. So here's the bottom line. Get your homework done and do it right now to avoid the rush and the waiting lists.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert. Brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So I'm working with many, many families right now over here with Senior Care Consulting that do not want to have their choices limited. They do not want to face long waiting lists. So with Senior Care Consulting, we can help you do your research right now and get your name on the wait list. So this is going both ways. So I have a lot of folks who are thinking, we want to get through the holidays and then we're okay with moving in January and then we'll get our house fixed up and we'll sell it in the spring. Or we're going to move in the spring. Well, a lot of places have waiting lists right now. And then when all these people go out to look, they put their name on the waiting list and the wait list gets much, much, much longer. So I have people right now who are doing their homework in advance. They're not quite ready to move, but we're going to beat this rush. We're going to get in under the wire. And they put their name on the wait list, or some of them are putting a deposit down to hold an apartment or a room in the nursing home. And then they're going to move in between Thanksgiving or Christmas or right after the first. You can do that as well. All right. And then you can rest assured that you and your loved one have a place when you are ready to move. So I'm going to talk more about the advantages of being proactive versus reactive and all of the advantages that we bring with Senior Care Consulting. If you're interested in discussing this on how we can help you find the right fit at the facility level of care at all levels, assisted living, nursing home, memory care, or continuing care retirement communities, just reach out. We offer a free consultation. It's 913-945-2800. More right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And if you want to reach out to Senior Care Consulting, if you're like, you know what, you really got my attention, and we're not going to put this off, we're going to bust this out, we're going to receive all the benefits that are offered through Senior Care Consulting so that we can actually relax and enjoy our holidays, if that is you, call Senior Care Consulting. Here's the number, 913-945-2800. So we're working with a family right now, and they just Wednesday. Time flies when you're having fun. just a few days ago, they placed a deposit on an assisted living apartment, and they're going to hold that until they're ready to move in. So they have to do a couple things to their house, and there'll be a little bit of a delay, but they're going to get moved in the next 30 days. So, we're working with another couple in Topeka. And they're caring for their elderly aunt, and she is declining. And they can clearly see they're not going to be able to keep up with the increasing demands of care. They're just not able to keep up with it. So they listened to this program, Senior Care Live. They took my advice to heart. And just yesterday, we evaluated nursing homes in the Topeka area, and they chose the right one that they feel is the best fit. And boy, are they relieved. And we got the last bed available in a very nice place. And now their census, their occupancy, they're full, 100% occupancy. The next person coming in, Monday or Tuesday, they're going to be on the wait list. That's how fast this stuff happens. So they're just so relieved that they got it taken care of, prior to this huge increase in demand that's coming. So, with Senior Care Consulting, basically, we help you find the right fit at the facility level of care. That includes all of the levels, independent living, assisted living, nursing home care, Alzheimer's dementia, or what I called memory care, and the continuing care retirement communities. We are 100% objective and completely unbiased. And what I mean by that, here's my business model, and this is what I believe. We do not accept reimbursement from any of the care providers in our community. None, zero, not a penny. We work directly for you. We represent you and your family. We work for you and in your best interest. So our clients retain Senior Care Consulting just like you would retain an attorney or an accountant or any other professional service provider that helps you through a process. This is the process that we help our clients through, finding the right fit at the facility level of care. So for a reasonable flat fee for service, we'll help you make one of the biggest decisions that you will ever make in your entire lifetime. And we make it simple. I never say it's easy because it's never easy. It's never easy. But we will make this very simple for you to make the right choice. So how does the process work? Well, like I said before, we offer a free consultation. We need to meet with you and your family. This is a highly personal service, and we just don't conduct business over the phone. We like to meet you in person, get to know you a little bit over a cup of coffee or maybe some iced tea, and talk about your situation and hear about your mom or your dad or your spouse or your grandparent, your loved one. And we need to know about that and their needs. Once we understand your situation, then we'll be able to provide a flat fee for service quote right there at that meeting. And then at that point, it's totally up to you which level of engagement you feel is, you know, best fits your needs. So we offer three different levels of engagement, and that is from minimally engaged to fully and extremely involved and engaged. Okay, so a lot of time on our part, or a minimal amount of time on our part. Okay, so all of our fees are far, far less than a one-month stay at an assisted living facility. I have all kinds of people out there saying, "Oh, this your services sound incredible, but what are they like? You know, $8,000 or $10,000?" No, not even close. Not even remotely close. Right? The average assisted living facility is $6,000, and our highest level of engagement is far, far less than a one-month stay in an assisted living facility or a nursing home, and it goes down from there. This is a very reasonable flat fee for service. Now, as far as the timeline, we can move very quickly if needed, or we can work with you over a period of time. We custom tailor our services to your situation. So just think about this for a minute. The average person will spend $180,000 to live in an assisted living facility or a nursing home. That's an average number. For far less than a one-month stay, you can receive all of the benefits that we offer through Senior Care Consulting. It is a phenomenal value, and all of our clients say it's the best money they've ever spent. So first of all, we'll help you complete this process in just 5 hours. Now, That goes right by a lot of people. Let me explain this. The average family will spend 50 to 100 hours if you do this on your own, and they're still not sure of the decisions they should make. Our clients, because we do most of the research and the heavy lifting, and we kind of cut through it because this is what we do every single day, not just once in our lifetime, like most of our clients, we do this every single day. We help you through this whole process in 5 hours. We have a lot of people who have missed too much time at work, and they love that because they only miss about a half day's work. We're done by 1:15, 1:30, and they go back to work. That's a huge benefit. But the major deliverable, the primary benefit, is a wealth of information, an absolute wealth of information. We actually tour the top communities that meet your unique needs. We tour those communities with you. We're with you. We're together with you every step of the way. And we ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most people just don't know to ask. I have 31 years of experience in senior care. I've been an administrator in a nursing home and an assisted living facility. I know exactly what to look for. And you are getting my time and my knowledge and a wealth of information that most people are not going to get on their own. And then we put that together in a really nice bound summary report that has all of the information included. And I'm talking, it's a ton of information, exact staffing ratios, what the state found on the most recent survey. There's a lot to it. There's too much to go into it here today. And also, just as a side note, we know the places to avoid. All right. And let me tell you, there's some stories out there. Sometimes that's worth just about as much as anything else. There are some places providing such extreme substandard care right now. We're not going there. Okay. And that's also part of what you get with Senior Care Consulting. You are hiring top experts, some of the top experts in the entire country. We've walked in the side door, the front door, the back door. We've toured the back halls and the service entryways. Look, we know every place in our area. No one knows the market better than we do. For a free consultation, give us a call, 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. 2800, and we would love to visit with you and discuss how we can help you and your family. All right, to everyone listening, I am just so honored that you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.